From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. In Miami-Dade County, the primary election was, for the most part, unremarkable. Voter turnout was low, and there weren't many contentious races. But in one North Miami precinct, every election is taken seriously by devoted and, at times, boisterous campaign volunteers. WLRN's Nadege Green was there.
Outside the Sunkissed Grove Community Center on the western edge of the city of North Miami, dozens of campaign volunteers used bullhorns and shoved flyers into voters' hands, trying hard to get them to pick their candidate. On election day, they take their roles very seriously.
This precinct, which is precinct 135, is one of the highest black precincts in Dade County. Historically, the voter turnout always around 20% or higher. So all of the candidates concentrate in their people here to make sure that they have the best voter turnout.
North Miami's former city clerk Alex Desomay says voter turnout here is higher than normal. That means the stakes are high.
This is a large precinct, and there's a lot of voters. There's approximately 4,000 some odd registered voters. That means this, the little fighting, the bickering comes out.
Every vote counts, and at times the volunteers clash.
I see like 12 guys jumping on a car, them two truck.
Thomas Bastien, one of the volunteers, said about a half hour earlier, he saw a fight break out between rival campaigns. Guys were jumping on top of trucks and cars.
When I see they try to jump and they try to fight, then I go ahead and stay in the middle and try to stop the fight.
The arguments here at the Sunkissed Grove Community Center in North Miami are in Creole and English. A sign of the neighborhood's growing Haitian population. Another volunteer named Yannick, she didn't want to give her last name, spent hours here in support of Annie Blemy, a candidate for state senate. She says Blemy's opponent, incumbent Senator Oscar Brainin, tried to start a fight with popular Haitian-American lobbyist Ringo Caillard. She says Senator Brainin didn't like the way Caillard had been talking about him on Haitian radio.
I hear you talking in the radio. He tell Ringo, you better watch it. After that, I see four guys get up in the car to come to jump to Ringo Caillard. He say, I want to shoot you. He said, you know me. I want to shoot you.
Senator Brainin wasn't available to talk on tape. But on the phone, he said he and Caillard did have a heated conversation. He denied that anyone threatened to shoot Caillard. 19-year-old Jamil Pierre was campaigning for Senator Brainin at the North Miami polling place. He says campaign workers here let their emotions get the best of them.
A lot of people are trying to, you know, shun out their opponents and stuff like that, you know, by like blocking out their megaphones and trying to stop them from saying anything. I just feel like they're just trying to get their candidate to win, you know?
He says he didn't react to the taunting and aggressive yelling from other campaign volunteers when he handed out flyers.
I'm not the kind of person to react, like, you know, in a violent manner or anything like that towards the people that act in a violent manner towards myself.
Despite all the loud arguments and near fights on election day, no one ever called the police. The volunteers said once the polls closed at 7 p.m., all would be well again. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
Stay tuned to WLRN for more election coverage throughout the morning. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.